now, a little drum roll, please.
Bozo Circus is on the air.
Back up the floppy feet, the candy apple nose, and the fiery fringe of orange hair. After 40 years, Bozo Circus has its last broadcast tomorrow morning on Chicago's WGN television. There were once close to a couple of hundred Bozos on local television stations across the country, but none lasted as long or were so widely watched as Chicago's Bozo, who was seen from Coral Gables, Florida to Anchorage, Alaska, over satellite and cable systems. Until recent years, the show was utterly live, calculatedly silly, and old-style grand, with a 13-piece orchestra. Tickets to sit and squirm atop the small bleacher seats they called the Peanut Gallery were free, and more difficult to come by in Chicago than seats to see Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, or the latest David Mamet play. A man named Bob Bell played Bozo from the time he signed on in September of 1961 until 1984. Then a Los Angeles actor stepped into those size 83 AAA shoes.
Joey Dioria, the artist formerly known as Bozo. And I think what gave me the edge over most of the people that auditioned was because I knew the tradition of the kind of comedy that was needed on the show. Roy Brown, who played Cookie the Clown, he needed somebody to be an Abbott to his Costello, mm-hmm. a Hardy to his Laurel. Roy had a set pattern of gags that he liked to use, and he needed somebody who knew the right straight lines. Mm-hmm. And I think that was
me. Hey, Joey, I broke my arm in three places.
Don't go in those places.
That's what got
like
him
that.
The job.
Yeah.
That's what literally, that's what got him the job. Because we did the audition,
yeah.
and everybody said, well, how will you find somebody who's a clown? I had to explain to everybody that this was not a job for a clown. What we were looking for was a comedic actor who could play a clown.
Al Hall directed the show from its beginning in 1961. For the first 30 years of its life, Bozo was boffo, consistently number one in its noon time slot, a crowd pleaser, an Emmy winner, a show with so long a waiting list that courting couples would write in for tickets for the children they planned on having in future years.
In 1979, we stopped taking reservations. In 1990, we ran out of those reservations, 11 years.
Much lore and myth surrounds Bozo. There's an assortment of stories about youngsters saying something vulgar to him on live television. And maybe somewhere in America, some cranky and precocious youngster missed a shot in the grand prize game and told some local Bozo or the ringmaster something saltier than, "Can it, clown?" But Al Hall says no child ever got to profanity onto the air. Even so, there are middle-aged adults who swear they saw or heard something like that when they were 6 or 8 years old, slurping down chicken and star soup and watching Bozo. But it seems to be an urban myth, like albino alligators in the sewers of New York. Once, however, when a stout actor named Frazier Thomas succeeded Ned Locke as the ringmaster, Master Control mistakenly put the signal from Bozo's studio on the air several seconds early. Al Hall says they didn't know they were on the air.
As you said, Frazier was a gentleman of girth.
Yeah.
Bob Bell said to Frazier, "Okay, Frazier, puff yourself up and blow the whistle." And he said, "I'm already puffed up."
Which, when accompanied by laughter, sounded like another phrase altogether.
It's time to play Bozo's Grand Prize Game!
The grand prize game was a feature of the show in which brightly colored sand pails were placed 5 inches apart. Children were brought up to try to toss ping pong balls into them, winning silver dollars, fast food certificates, or the grand prize, a Schwinn bicycle. Al Hall says this attracted an unexpected audience, adults.
They would watch in every bar in Chicago mm-hmm. and bet on how far the kid would go. Now, I was unaware of this. One day, Ned Locke bumped the kid's arm. So I said, let him go again.
He was the ringmaster. Yeah,
yeah. ringmaster. Mm-hmm. And so we let him go again, and the kid made bucket four. Mm-hmm. I got irate phone calls. I got irate letters. I got a bomb threat. And I couldn't. Then I realized what was going on. They were betting.
And you'd lost up the line.
Are you all ready for fun?
Was there ever anything educational about Bozo?
Well, I guess you've answered that.
Come on, Al.
I got a letter one time from a lady who complained bitterly about the show saying it wasn't an educational show. And I wrote her back. I said, "Madam, the children who watch our show have been in school from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock, and they come home, and then they go back to school, and they're there until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They get a full day's education. We give them something different. We teach them that it's all right to have fun." Now, in the last 5 years, we have been very educational because the FCC has insisted that every station in the country carries 3 hours of children's programming, which is educational or informative. So we had to develop a format which was 60% informational or educational. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the show has run for the last 4 or 5 years. And we've had a tremendous response to it by people walking away.
Bozo became a weekly show and was moved to Sunday mornings. The band was reduced to just 3 pieces. For 40 years, Bozo had squirted seltzer and slipped on his floppy feet. Then suddenly, he was expected to teach math and reading skills. It was like casting Jim Carrey as Stephen Hawking. The Bozo show that will air tomorrow is already on tape. Joey Diore has already hung up his red rubber nose and size 83 brogues.
WGN-TV's Bozo the Clown is off the air. That is a chapter in my life that I'm leaving behind.
Has it been difficult not to be Bozo at all? I'm just talking at the personal level.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. It was a part. It was a terrific part. It went on for 17 years. You might as well ask Alan Alda if he's going to miss Hawkeye Pierce or...
I think he said he did.
Did he?
That's why I asked you. Yes. So in other words, I understand that it's just a part. On the other hand, you can become awfully fond of parts.
What I will miss more than anything will be just getting together and trading jokes and barbs and insults with Al and Andy and Robin Urich, who later became the second banana on the show.
When we did our 30th anniversary show in the studio, we had an audience in there. And at the end, in the Grand March, I had 2 or 3 people stop and tell me, this was my childhood. Mm-hmm. And that's right. This was my childhood.
But, I think that it's because Chicago latches on to whatever it deems as being uniquely Chicago. I grew up in New York. There were a lot of great locally produced kid shows. But I've never known anyone who had as much of a sentimental attachment to it as the people of Chicago have had for this show.
Yeah.
When Andy Mitran and I were at Wrigley Field.
Andy Mitran is?
He's the musician on our show. Okay. Professor Andy, who plays all the synthesizers and everything. We sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And before we started the song, Andy yelled, "Hey, Chicago, who's your favorite clown?" And 40,000 people turned towards the booth and yelled, "Bozo."
I've often said that Chicago has 4 icons. Uh-huh. The Chicago Fire, Chicago Cubs, a mayor named Daley, and Bozo.
And sometimes those 4 things are easily confused.
Yes, right.
I do have a pure gimmick with which to end this interview. I hope you don't mind. I just wondered if for old time's sake we could play a very truncated version of the grand prize game. Let me ask Lerna White, our engineer here in Chicago. Do we have the all the elements necessary for the grand prize game? Oh, it's right out here. Hold on.
Would you consider that a regulation size bucket?
Look, this should be a cinch. You guys have no excuse not to make this shot. So if we could give you each an opportunity.
Yeah, it's a shame you don't have a drum roll.
Oh, he missed!
I can't believe it.
I know.
What
can I tell you?
2 feet away and he missed.
Bozo shanked the shot. We're going to give you, for all of the years, we're going to give you another chance.
I get a second one? You get another one.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Good enough.
The last Bozo Circus tape was called Bozo 40 Years of Fun. They're flying pies, bouncing balls, cheap laughs, and low thrills. As an educator, Bozo is a clown. So, what's wrong with that?
I am such a funny clown, I like to travel round and round. The circus is my home, but always seem to roam. In my rocket ship I soar, or I explore the ocean floor. But you must know, I never go unless you come along.
A piece was recorded by Lerna White and produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly. Our thanks to WGN-TV in Chicago.